There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
Broads, this episode is sponsored by Lumines. Recently, I've been applying my makeup with the Lumines Airbrush System, and I am so happy. It cuts my getting ready time in half, and I feel like I look flawless if I do say so myself.
So Lumines is a completely touchless way to put on your foundation quickly and easily with just air. No brushes, sponges, or fingertips. It makes everyday application a breeze, and whether you're updating your beauty routine because you're heading back to the office, or if you're just looking for a better, faster way to put on your foundation, we've got good news. Because right now, if you go to breezeairbrush.com/chatty, you'll receive 50% off their airbrush makeup system, plus free shipping.
Yes, and because you're a listener, there is a special free gift included just for you. That is 50% off plus free shipping when you go to breezeairbrush.com/chatty. Don't forget, you get 30 days to experience airbrush in your own home or send it back for a full refund.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Oh, 3 hours.
Jess, we did it.
We did it.
And it actually wasn't that painful. You know what? We both enjoyed it.
That was a great, great season finale.
It was. It was, dare I say, like the best season finale we've ever recapped?
It was unexpected, even though I knew what was coming. I mean,
Pete's was wild.
Pete's was, okay. But that was also, that was also like I had an ulcer
right.
Like the hernia was popping like after Pete's.
I needed therapy.
I needed a lot of therapy. Yeah. Like I was calling Talkspace immediately. This was like, oh my God, so much love, so much awkwardness, so much stress.
So much heartbreak.
So much heartbreak. Oh my God, the heartbreak of it all.
So I would say it was like the best in the classic sense of The Bachelor, honestly, of like,
yes,
it gave us immaculate classic Bachelor ending.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I feel good because I felt like we were saying that midway through the season. We were like, we feel like this finale is going to be really, really good.
It actually was not immaculate finale because in an immaculate finale, Brandon would be our Bachelor.
Broads, Becca and I, the amount of times we were like yelling about the fact that Brandon was not the Bachelor. Now, granted, we talked about the fact that the turnaround for the filming was so soon that perhaps Brandon was still too heartbroken.
It might have been much. This after the final rose, The Bachelor has been long and filmed at this point.
Yes, yes. So they did it like right afterwards.
That's
so
a lot.
There's a chance that Brandon was just like too hurt, but he would have been such a good Bachelor. And he like killed the live portion of After the Final Rose. Like, he's great on camera. Yeah. Now, we'll get to the Clayton portion later because I don't want to go too heavy-handed about hating on Clayton because I just felt horrible for him because of what the producers did to him.
Yeah.
The true traumatizing... They've never even gotten close to doing that.
Should we just talk about Clayton right now?
Sure, why not? Before we talk about Clayton, can we take a quick pause? Because listen, now that we're wrapping Michelle's season, some of these guys, you know, like Brandon, did not find the love on reality TV. So might we suggest Match's dating app?
Oh, okay. We do know a lot of broads and other friends in our personal lives who have found a great partner on the Match app. So if you're looking to feel that romance at the top of this new year, look no further than the Match dating app. They streamline that love for you.
You know, if I was single right now, I'd be all cozy by the fire, scrolling, looking for a person who loves honest and open communication and whose bedroom fantasy includes getting 8 solid hours of sleep. Okay. And I'm sure you can find that on the Match app.
I'm sure you can. Okay. But are you guys ready for something new? Because if you know what you want and you're not afraid to say it, download Match. And now, messaging your top matches is free. Download the Match dating app.
So, Clayton, Becca, have they ever done anything remotely like that to a lead ever? Except during a finale where the lead did something shitty like Juan Pablo? Like, have they ever shamed?
You're talking when they psychologically tortured him and publicly humiliated him.
I'm referring to the moment when he already had seen all of the Instagram comments about everyone just despising him. Which, again, hello. I mean, none of us wanted Clayton to be the Bachelor. I'm sorry. Like, I wasn't a Clayton fan, not because I didn't even like him, because I did not know him. Also, wasn't giving us a lot, right? And it was like, there are so many better options. But they make him read these horrific tweets out loud, and not even like cute, kind of cheeky tweets about him. Like, tweets about his appearance?
When they started like saying that he was gonna have like babies that look like Shrek,
I'm like, where did you find that?
Also, this man is like not conventionally ugly.
This man is
I think people normally say conventionally attractive. This man is not conventionally ugly. Okay,
this is a good looking guy. Okay, everybody on the show,
like Shrek.
Hot. What? I couldn't believe it.
But okay, so Abroad sent this, and I think that they're on to something. Mm-hmm. They said, I think that this was actually producer's strategy because I was not rooting for him, but now I feel so bad for him that I am cheering him on.
I felt like
entering into a season.
I felt like you and I.
Oh, it worked.
That was
us.
Our story. We were like, oh God.
Here I literally like folded my arms and I'm like, he's the underdog that I am rooting for now.
I'm like, how dare they speak about our Clayton this way?
Clayton? Our Clayton?
Our Clayton? They really did that. I mean, these producers are like, we're not going to be able to convince these people in 10 minutes to root for this guy unless we torment him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was horrible. But it did, you know.
I think it was effective. But, you know, as we talked about, he seems like an earnest guy.
This is the thing, and this is what we always said about Clayton, is we never had a problem with Clayton.
No.
He was, in his conversations with Michelle, he always seemed lovely. He seemed lovely with the other guys. He just talked a lot about wishing that he had the same confidence that Michelle did. So that was kind of the only conversation we got from him. And we were just like, why Clayton?
He's like, I love my family. Don't you love your family?
Yeah. And so we were irritated at production mm-hmm. for choosing Clayton, mm-hmm. not irritated at this man who we really know nothing of. And poor Clayton is getting the harassment like it's his fault. Like, of course he's going to say, yes, I'll be the Bachelor. When producers ask him, he's like, me? I was barely on the... Me? All right, sure. Why not?
YOLO.
Terrible. Sad. He's like, 2022 is really going to be my year.
You just saw like his sad smile. He's just like, yeah, no, I've read it all.
And Caitlin's like, don't do that. Don't do that. I do have to give this man some serious props. He handled it so well.
He did.
I would have been weeping, like publicly weeping.
Also, how do you just not have a look on your face where you're just like,
he
like y'all set me up for this, you bitches?
Yeah, like, what? Seriously, you're going to do this to me after tormenting me during the filming of my season? Now this is my first like live moment.
Unbelievable. Also, what I said when we were watching it is, I'm like, it's different on Jimmy Kimmel when celebrities are reading it because yes. they're celebrities with fame and fortune.
Yeah.
Clayton has none of that right now. Nothing but haters. Literally not a single fan out there except for me now.
Production really owes that man a house after his season is done.
I am dying to know how much they gave those two for a down payment. Absolutely.
I gotta know.
Please, dying.
Michelle, Nate, one of you, please.
Tell us.
Slide into our DMs. We are itching with curiosity.
What if they give him like a $50,000 check or something?
That would be wild.
But I wonder how much she got paid for her season.
I don't know. How much? Do you know how much leads are normally paid?
Oh my God. Apparently this is in the little tabloid articles I've Googled before. Supposedly Emily Maynard was one of the top paid ones ever or something.
Really?
Yeah. And she got paid like $250,000 or something like that.
Okay.
Supposedly. Supposedly. But I think
is it
like
normally like 100,000?
I think it's like 120, 150, something okay. like that. But I can tell you what, Dancing with the Stars, they made a hell of a lot more on that show.
Yeah.
I know firsthand. You're making like over 300K probably.
Wow.
I know. Well, it depends on how far you get in the season.
Now,
but yeah.
That's an an astronomical amount of money. Yeah. Now, I will say, Dancing with the Stars, the amount of work that that takes blows my, like, baffles mm-hmm. me every time. Whenever I would just watch, like, moments of their rehearsals, I'm just like, I can't even understand. I also can't dance. So the idea of, like, having to get to that point oh, yeah. is just mind-blowing
but
to
they,
me.
Like, put you up in a nice apartment. You get everything yeah. paid for, all that. In fact, I think I remember Joe saying that production told him, like, oh, no, we treat you right. This isn't The Bachelor. Like,
we He's take like, care of our talent here, and I'll go straight to Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I guess because there's, you know, there's real stars on that show.
That's true.
You know,
like Carol Baskin or whatever.
Yeah, real A-list celebs like Carol Baskin. Do you remember though when Lisa Rinna was on that show like years and years ago?
Yeah,
my family, we called her like something referencing her lips. We didn't know who she was. And we're mm-hmm. like, who is this woman with these massive lips?
Ah, yes, Lisa Rinna's lips.
Love her.
Icon.
Love her. Anyway, okay, getting a little off track with the reality TV. However,
yeah, so we had a live
and
finale.
Your lips look so good.
Thank you
by
so
the
much.
Way
Thank you.
Quick update
that.
Can you give us a quick
yeah
quick
broads
update?
If you didn't know, I did get my lip filler dissolved because it was migrating and they were bigger than I intended them. They weren't what I always envisioned.
I liked them though.
Thanks. I mean, it was like, it was a thing, right?
Yeah.
But it was just like, all right, I'm done.
Isn't that so fun that we can do that? I'm like done with having huge lips. So
I'm ready to mutate my face once again. But no, I'm like, I wanted to have them a little smaller and more natural looking. So shout out to Baharia Rivkin, who gave me exactly what I asked for.
My dad has decided he wants to get Botox because he feels like his eyelids
yes.
are like falling down and his eyebrows. And he's like, yes. I'll get it. So maybe I should have him come to LA and we'll go to them and document it.
That would be so good. I'm telling you, like, I feel like I would marry all of them and move in. These people, like, I was in there and there was like four of them. One person was like massaging my shoulders. And
oh
I was like, what
God.
Is happening right now? And they're like, we can give you any, like, we can make sure there's no pain. And I'm like, you don't have to give me. They're like, we can give you like nitrous if you need it. And I was like, no, I'm okay. Like, I'm like I just got a
just
whole
a little bit.
I'm like, can you be my dentist? Because they don't offer
Are they,
that.
They were offering you nitrous for the injection?
Yeah. Anything, they're like, just as
they're
long
like,
as you're comfortable.
This is a medical spa.
Yeah, they're
honey.
Like, as long as you're comfortable. She took so much time just like making sure it was perfectly like done exactly how I wanted. And then they were so sweet. They were like, they gave me like a stocking full of like facial goodies.
Wow.
I love them.
Wow. Five star
I'm
treatment.
Like, I'm not leaving this place. That's for sure. I'm not going back home to that dumpster.
You're just sitting in the waiting room with your glass just like.
I'm like, I'm not leaving. And Dr. Rivkin, who's like the head of it, he makes some fire TikTok content.
Love.
We love that.
Love.
So yeah, we definitely should do that with your dad.
I need another update because we're heading into the holidays.
Yeah,
we're not gonna
that's
record
true.
Again. So I just need quick medical updates.
Yes.
How's the hole in the back of your mouth doing?
It's doing much better.
Is it?
Thank
is
you.
It kind of yes. healed now?
Yes, it's not in I'm not in pain anymore. I'm
you don't
still
have to
having,
go to have them pack it?
Nope. I'm done and I'm having to you know, I'm still having to like do my little treatments at nighttime, yeah. but in general, I'm not in pain. That's we huge. Are good. Is my whistling a little like I can do a little more like better than I could because there's a hole back there. But
has it not closed up? Will it ever?
I mean, it's closed a little bit, but like I have a missing tooth that I need to wait like 6 months to get an implant for.
You need an implant for it so you can eat or something? Or
yeah, it's like a main molar.
Yeah. That's rough.
It's pretty brutal.
Anyway.
Luckily, it's far back enough that people don't see it when I speak. But Broads, you might get a
wait,
good look
hold
at
on.
It.
Go, I'll say aw real quick. I just want to see.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I do a big laugh on the YouTube, like throw my head back, you might be able to catch a nice screenshot of that. And you're fully
Go
healed.
Ahead and try it.
You're fully healed. The
oh,
mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just like rubbing my lips just like all over the mic. Yeah, that feels like years ago. Do you ever have something? Well, is it ever just like your mouth where you're like, wow, like 3 weeks ago, I was in so much misery.
Oh
and
gosh.
Now it just feels like a dream, distant nightmare.
I like every day I wake up and I'm like, God bless us, everyone. Like, not just like just tapped out with pain meds or just in tons of pain. I'm like, oh my gosh, we are good. We are out here. Like, oh,
isn't it so crazy how you like kind of forget the pain though? You know, like mm-hmm. you try to conceptualize it and you're like, oh,
it makes you just
of the past.
Appreciate like
We're just living in the moment. Yeah. We have a new lease on life.
We really do.
For that, we're grateful. Merry Christmas, everyone.
God bless us.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yes, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all of you broads.
Happy holidays.
It's going to be Christmas in a couple days.
Hey, do you have any... Okay, sorry, guys. I'm really deviating from the bachelor, but just got to ask. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Because we're not talking about this yet. I'm not going to see you again until... When's our next episode?
Wait, January 6th? January. Okay,
well, so... that's not... Yeah.
So, broads, here's the game plan. So, we have this episode, and then we are taking, like, a little week and a half break to be with our families. But we will... Episodes will still be coming out, and we're going to be putting out some of our favorite episodes.
Yeah.
Especially maybe ones that might have gotten overlooked, like ones that were like, hey, maybe you didn't listen to this and you should have because it's one of our favorites. We'll be putting those out next Tuesday and Thursday and then Tuesday. And then we will have an episode on Thursday, January 6th. And we will be talking about our big news at the end of the episode.
I think a couple. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you after. Okay. Anyway.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna leave me in suspense.
No, I was gonna say. I think maybe we should release our relationship episodes. We recorded those so early on, and it would be kind of fun to reshare both of those. There's probably a lot of broads that haven't heard those.
That would be fun, broads. Let us know. Do you want us to release our like original relationship episodes, like Becca and Gray and mine and Evan's stories?
We interviewed each other.
Or would you like us to re-release our favorite, our personal favorite episodes from this past year?
Let us know in the Instagram post comments. By the way, when we say in the episode, like, which I'm the only one who says it, let us know in the comments. I actually do mean the Instagram post comments, because I will go and look on the Instagram post to see if anyone like commented anything. And I get a little disappointed when no one does. So, you know.
Break our heart a little bit. Speaking of the Instagram comments, you let me know, because I hadn't seen them, you let me know that some people, because you're obviously a Brandon stan, that some people were saying that they sided with me on not being a Brandon stan. And I
that seems like what was insinuated, like, oh, I'm team Jess on this one.
I would like to make something very clear. I have been, and if you go back and listen to the episodes for the past like 5 or 6 weeks, I am a huge fan.
People hear what they want to hear.
I am a huge fan of Brandon. I love him. In fact, I may be in love with him now. I just always thought she was going to pick Nate.
Yeah.
And I also always wanted to talk about, I felt like they were giving Nate kind of a shitty edit. And I wanted to like say, these are my thoughts about maybe why he... Like, I don't know, when they were doing the whole narrative of like, he's never been in love before and da da da. I'm like, well, that's okay if someone's never been in love with before. Like, you don't have to, you know, hinge everything on that. And by the way, we did get a little moment where Brandon, when he was with Neil Lane choosing a ring, and he said, I thought I had been in love, but I guess I hadn't. So both of the guys had never been in love before, but, you know, but I love Brandon. Are you kidding me? Love that man.
Oh, we're gonna get more into that tonight for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I didn't feel like Nate got a bad edit until this episode and the last one. And then bad is maybe a bit dramatic, but he got a
he had a good edit for like the first like 2/3 of the season, and then I think it was, you're right, bad edits dramatic. There was no drama because all the men were in love with Michelle. So they had to find one guy that they could maybe, I think, hinge certain things on and be like, maybe he's not as in love with her and da da da. And they focused, I think, on Nate because he wasn't as communicative about his feelings as Brandon is, because maybe he wasn't writing the most beautiful love letters I've ever heard in my life.
Don't get us started.
Do not even get me started. And also, the other thing, people talking about Brandon being clingy.
Okay.
It was very, it's upsetting to me.
Stage 5, clinger, needy.
Listen.
Love bombing?
Don't get me started on the love bombing thing. I'll actually get upset about it. Listen. Brandon does not have to be everyone's cup of tea.
No, if you don't want to date him, if it's too much for you, get it.
Yeah, totally get it. But in general, we watch these romantic movies, right? And we go, oh my God, I wish that he would say all those things to me, and that he would communicate like that, and that we could have like our notebook moments. And I'm like, this is the real life version of it.
Except not toxic.
Except not toxic. Because I always forget how toxic the notebook is.
I am already wanting to jump to the end of, because some of his quotes, I personally never saw any red flags in his affection for Michelle at all.
No. I didn't either. That's why when I was seeing some of the stuff that people were talking about online, I was like, really?
It didn't feel unhealthy. It didn't feel like it was self-serving. It didn't feel like it was insecure. It didn't feel like any of those things.
No, and I think that was made very clear when she broke up with him. His response.
Yes.
His response.
Even his, he could have low-key, if he wanted to be petty, he could have been petty after the final rose. No, kept it super respectful, super classy, even though you could tell that he was going through a lot of emotions.
Of course he's hurt, and he has every right to feel hurt.
Yeah.
But he handled it so incredibly. The fact that, like, even in After the Final Rose, when Caitlin was like, are you still in love with Michelle? And he was like, I meant what I said, but I just feel like maybe now, because of her relationship, it's not respectful for me to go there. And I'm like, wow. He could have had his moment where he was like, yeah. And it would have been fine if he had that moment. I would have been like, I see you, Brandon. If he just would have been like, oh man, I'm just still so in love with her and I'm so devastated.
Or he could have done the whole, like, you said you were in love with me. Like, how could you have said that? And blah, blah, blah. But he didn't do any of that.
He didn't.
Anyway, we'll get more into that. But all that being said, don't slander him. Enough of the Brandon slander.
Stop saying
anything. You're just jealous.
Mm-hmm. You're just jealous that he's in love with us and not with you, because I know he's in love with me.
Shaking my
glass.
Could
feel it when I looked into his eyes while I was watching that episode. I knew he was in love with me. I knew that letter was to me, not Michelle. Sorry, Michelle. Brandon's mine. Anywho, should we take a quick pause?
Let's take a quick pause and get a word from our sponsors.
I freak out
before I flip a damn table. Okay. Anyway, word from Pendulum.
Yes, broads. We are starting a new year, so let's talk health for a second, okay? Research increasingly shows that one of the most crucial factors to having a healthy life is actually having a healthy gut microbiome. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes or know someone who does, this is extra important.
It could be a lot to keep straight. We get it. That's why we want to tell you about Pendulum. Pendulum Glucose Control is the first and the only medical probiotic clinically shown to help manage type 2 diabetes when taken with medication. And in the past, a lot of the direction has been that if you just eat healthy and exercise, you can control type 2 diabetes. But it turns out that without a healthy gut, you might not see the results that you want. I am all about gut health. But with Pendulum, you can lower your after-meal blood glucose levels easily, which helps manage type 2 diabetes.
And again, it's a lot to keep straight, and science constantly changes, so it can be tough to keep up with everything. But that's what's so cool about Pendulum. Their team of doctors and innovators are doing groundbreaking work and have been able to isolate the unique strains of beneficial gut bacteria that can be so beneficial in managing blood sugar. It's such a huge development in changing the way that diabetes has been talked about and managed for years.
If you or someone you love has type 2 diabetes, take control of glucose levels with Pendulum Glucose Control. Use code CHATTY at pendulumlife.com to get 20% off all the products. So that's Pendulum, P-E-N-D-U-L-U-M, life.com, promo code CHATTY for 20% off.
Broads, my leggings are working overtime this holiday season. Sure, they're meant for working out, but then working out turns into, oh shoot, I need to hop on this Zoom call, and then I need to wrap those gifts, et cetera, et cetera. So Lord knows I need a pair that are not only functional, but cute and can work for whatever I need them for, which is why I pretty much only wear Girlfriend Collective. When I tell you I'm obsessed with Girlfriend Collective, they are my favorite.
Hands down, Girlfriend Collective makes some of the best activewear on the market, people. It's sustainable, ethically made, it's for everyone. Let's talk sizing. The Girlfriend Collective is for everybody every day, which means all of their clothing comes in a range of sizes from extra, extra small 26XL. Next, they're also functional. We are talking squat proof. We are talking equipped with pockets, different levels of support for whatever kind of day you have planned, and a variety of styles depending on what you like best for your body.
Seriously, out of all the activewear I've tried, Girlfriend Collective is by far my favorite. It's lasted the longest, I feel the most supported in it, and cherry on top, it's made out of recycled materials like plastic water bottles that would otherwise end up in a landfill. Also, personal note, of all the activewear I have, Girlfriend Collective pieces are definitely the piece that I get the most complimented on, so that's fun.
For listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/chatty. So that's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/chatty. That's girlfriend.com/chatty.
Okay. So,
I mean, so we basically start off this episode,
first of all, with Caitlin being alone. This is our live show. So Tayshia has been exposed to COVID, and last minute, Caitlin has to do this all by herself. And I saw her post about how nervous she was. And before the show started, I was like, Becca, the level, I would have been puking in the back, the level of nervous, like already live is wild.
Also, like, when do you think they found out that Tayshia got exposed? Like, what kind of rehearsals had they been going through with the two of them?
Yes, yes. And I'm trying to think, I don't think that they've done anything live. This is the first live one. It's all been pre-recorded. Oh. So it's like when you, if you make a mistake, you can edit it, whatever. Like this is live TV. I would have been absolutely
They didn't have
shaking.
A live one for Katie and Blake, no?
No, I think it was recorded a couple days before. Shit. Yeah. So I think this was, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this was the first live one that they've had since the COVID times.
And Brandon dropped an F-bomb.
And he dropped an F-bomb.
They're going to, ABC's going to hear about that one from the FTC. No, I don't know what it's called. Anyway, you know, they find them like $10,000 or like $20,000 if like something, I mean, might be more actually.
Because of that F-bomb, they took away Nate and Michelle's house check.
They actually took
They're
away.
They're like, actually, that's going to be a no.
They actually took away Clayton's season. They're like, yep, that preview, it was a great season and we are moving in a new direction.
That preview looked really good, by the way, I have to admit. We were talking a lot of shit, guys, but then I was like, damn, okay, it looks very good.
You know, I've been holding out hope. I go,
I think
this is going to be fun. I think it's going to be, you know, I felt like it was going to be fun.
It looks like it's going to be a wild
I thought it was going to be fun because there's no pressure. We have zero expectations for the lead. Let's be real.
That's very true.
The bar is low. Anything is going to blow our socks off.
You know what? That actually might be good for a lead.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have this like thing to live up to where I'm scared that America.
I'm not going to disappoint anyone. Yeah. I've already disappointed them enough. You know, can't get any lower than this.
Oh my God.
It's a good place to
just start there.
It's only up from there.
So sorry, I interrupted you.
Not only that, but let's just talk about real quick how the audience started out with any masks and then she had to make an announcement and they masked up the audience within like 20 minutes.
Because Twitter was going off. This is live television. I don't think I've ever seen this happen on live TV before where like there was production reaction.
And they're addressing that there is like a buzz on the internet and then responding and addressing it.
This is the beginning of a new era of live television.
Because they pulled that tweet from that night on when they were doing the reads for Clayton.
Yep. This is the beginning of a new era.
That's fucking wild, dude.
Where Twitter, you respond and live television will react.
I'm sure they will do that. Like, even just think with the leads. Like, I'm sure they'll be like, They could have been like, Michelle, you know, a lot of people are saying on the internet right now that it was really unfair that you did blah, blah, blah to Brandon.
That's
you know,
actually like, pretty cool.
It is cool.
Because I would feel happy about that if I was a lead or someone on the show, because then I'd be like, great, I have an opportunity to address this publicly. And it's not like, oh, shit, I wasn't able to address that now. Do I want to go back
on
and talk
my Instagram
about that and
like
make it a whole thing? Yeah, yeah.
That'll be interesting. I could see it going in that direction for sure, which I think is good. Keeps it fresh. Keeps it.
I wonder if I'm like exciting. I'm trying to think of like now show ideas that have that could come from live Twitter reacts.
Oh, that's interesting. That sounds like a hellhole of a show.
Like a reality game show.
Well, remember when they started incorporating calling in? That was like the first time that was a big.
But
thing.
Then when you're having like the masses respond,
the future. The metaverse. So anyway, that was interesting.
That was wild. Okay. So we start off
back in Mexico
with the biggest love fest we've ever seen on our screens for a meet the parents.
We've never
moment.
Seen anything. Oh, not quite that dramatic, but Hannah Ann with Sweet Nums.
An angel.
She's an angel. Wasn't it something like
how
that?
How could I forget? Yes.
That just
yes.
popped into my head. I had blocked that out.
Wow. Oh my goodness. So had I. Wow.
Wasn't she? Yeah, she was crying over
she
like,
was,
please.
She was weeping about Hannah Ann being an angel, and it was so awkward because she couldn't stand
Maddie.
Because she didn't meet Maddie.
Yeah. They had met Hannah. No, she had met Maddie at, she had met Maddie at their vow renewal.
The first time. But then she didn't come in because her and Peter were outside, right? Is that what happened?
That was when they met later on. But they had met at the vow renewal ceremony and she liked her at first.
Yes.
And then, they were outside for sitting outside for like 3 hours or whatever. And then she didn't like her. But
and then
anyway.
She came in and they were like, we've been waiting for 3 hours. Yes.
I
yes,
still
yes.
kind of so feel like upset. Hannah Ann would be perfect for that family.
You never know.
You never, stranger
you never
things
know
have
with
happened.
Pilot Pete. Hannah Ann has thrown a lot of shade about Peter on the internet, understandably
well,
so.
Well, and hate is not the opposite of love.
That's very true.
The opposite of love is, I can't remember what the quote is. Basically, when you don't care about someone.
Apathy.
Apathy. That's what it, no, that's what it is. It's like the opposite of not, love is not hate, it's apathy.
I don't think of you.
Yeah, you are not. You are irrelevant.
I don't even think of
darling.
You.
Mm-hmm. But you know who is not irrelevant in Michelle's parents' hearts is Brandon.
Brandon,
he is the apple of their eye.
He is the apple of their eye.
Was.
They met him before and they loved him. And wow, had they been thinking about him?
They've been talking about him nonstop,
nonstop. They called all the family. Let them know that they found their future son-in-law.
They've been staying up late at night, like in bed,
pillow
you know,
talk
about Brandon.
Just like,
and you could even tell when they met Nate, they were both using terminology like Brandon was just much warmer.
Yes,
both the mom and the dad.
They've
like,
already
been
talked
discussing.
About how warm Brandon was.
Yes.
You know, yeah, they're sitting on their pillows. They're like. Remember the time when Brandon was in the jacuzzi and he was wearing your board shorts? Oh my God. Remember the
He's
time?
He's like wearing them. In bed.
Dad's wearing them. It's crazy because I have them on right now. Oh my God, you're so funny. Did you plan that? Oh, Brandon.
He walked into the room, their eyes lit up.
They were so obsessed with him. Becca and I were like,
They said we would gladly adopt you into our family. Welcome.
His parents are like, well, you can't adopt him because
he's our son.
He's our son. No, they were, when Brandon sat down with Michelle's dad, he was like giggling. Like he was lit up because of Brandon. And then, of course, Brandon gives always the perfect answer. He's like, Michelle's dad's like, hey, jealousy.
Yeah.
When you have a woman who is a powerful woman and wants to accomplish all these things, like, let's talk about jealousy. And Brandon's like, well, I come up from a home where my mom is a powerful woman and I'm excited about that with Michelle. And the dad is literally beaming. I wrote down, I'm like, dad and mom have a crush on Brandon.
Yeah, they're obsessed.
They're obsessed with him.
We never saw that scene, though, of like, wasn't there a scene of him telling Michelle, like, I'm worried he would be jealous?
I think that editing was done where the dad was saying to Brandon, I'm worried that someone could have jealous tendencies because of you know, what she wants to accomplish
sense.
With her life. And he was sitting in that exact direction. They edited it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, what we didn't talk about, though, which to me I noticed almost immediately, was that Michelle seemed her spirit was downtrodden from the beginning of this episode. Her energy was off.
It was off. And you and I were like both looking at each other and we were like, is it Joe? Or and now I assume that it is the reason being is that she did like she said, she was in love with both of them, but I think she knew that Nate was the one. And she was probably feeling torn up because Brandon has expressed his love so much. And feeling nervous that Nate wasn't quite there.
That's still such a move, though, for her then to say to Brandon that night that she loved him.
It must have been enough. Yeah. Like she must have been in love with both of them enough. And like she said in After the Final Rose, where she was like, I needed to tell you because it had been weighing on me. Because I was too nervous to say it initially because of backlash. Because people are so weird. Which, by the way, is always such a strange thing to me about Bachelor Nation, that like people get upset about, or like get all in a tizzy about people saying I love you to multiple people.
My God, it was such a thing on Ben's season.
I know. I'm like, do we understand the premise of this show?
Also, like, yeah. And then what's the alternative? You just not saying that you love them and just hiding it? It's weird.
And also, I believe in different types of love.
Also, you might not know who you... I don't know. I guess you could just keep it all. That's their individual choice. They can tell whoever the fuck they want that they love them.
And that was kind of a thing. I know now I'm going off about Nate, but that was kind of a thing that I felt with Nate when it came to like editing and the way that they pushed him. I do feel like Nate was very in love with Michelle. And obviously they're in love and together and all that. But I just feel like he is one of those people who doesn't use that term and maybe feels those things. And when, like, someone who would feel those things and otherwise a different person would use the term in love, but he's maybe not going to say the word in love or the phrase in love. Do you know what I mean? I think some people use it more freely.
Whenever people say that, though, they're like, which he did end up saying it.
Yeah.
But some people are like really, like, they're like, oh, I don't want to say it. I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, no, I know. There's
some help. You need to work past something.
I told you, I was like child of divorce, and I get that.
I felt like he moved past a lot of blockages, though. Like, you really did. On this episode. I mean, was I blown away? No. But I was satisfied.
But also, we're comparing it to...
We are comparing it to Romeo. Romeo.
To someone who has never expressed themselves like that on the Bachelor stage. Never. I can't recall. I can't think of anyone who has spoken the way Brandon spoke.
Why is he not the goddamn Bachelor?
I don't know. Anywho, it was, but like you said, so her spirit seemed
off.
Off.
And it also seemed off in their night date, and then it was just different with Nate. So I thought it was at first Joe, but then you just saw a difference between her with her and Brandon and with her and Nate. It was obvious to me.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, she was even saying, like, she was talking to her mom after Brandon, and she was like, I know Brandon would do absolutely anything for me, but it didn't feel like that excited her. It was kind of more like a fact. Like, I know he'll do anything for me.
Oh my God, some of the parents' quotes. Her mom was telling Brandon, I can see it in your eyes, you know, that you love her. I'm like, oh my God, you guys are really invested.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then she goes back and tells Michelle that he had really won her heart.
Oh yeah. Well, she also...
Like, so this is about you.
Yeah. So, okay. So she'd also told Brandon, she was crying and she's like, I know that there's someone else here, but like, basically we want you in the family.
Oh yeah.
Like, screw whoever is coming next.
Yeah.
Like, no one can beat you. It was an interesting dynamic that you and I were watching, because obviously it's like, listen, I get it. When you are a parent and you see someone walk in who is so clearly in love with your child, and is so, and Brandon is, he's so warm and his smiley and kind. And you're like, this is it. And it reminds, like they kept saying, her dad was like, he reminds me of me. And her mom was like, it's
I want you to have what we have.
Yeah. So there must have been this memory there where like you want that for your child. But sometimes what's good for you isn't what's best for your child.
Yeah. I feel like the problem was, to me, and I won't over-criticize because I'm not in their shoes, but what I noticed was that I felt like they weren't paying attention to her. They were more paying attention to the guys.
Mm.
So, but I think they should have directed their focus a little bit more. And instead of focusing so much on reading the guys, they should have focused more on reading their daughter.
Yeah, like, you seem off. Is everything okay?
Granted, I mean, I think that maybe for them it's kind of hard, though, where they're like, in there, you know, when you have a family member and you have a whole narrative of who they are, and sometimes it's hard to shift outside of that narrative. Yeah. For them, having been in an abusive relationship, they're thought is probably like, don't worry about this, honey. We got this. We're going to figure out the guy that is the best for you. And they maybe didn't trust her judgment a lot in that situation.
Yeah.
I can't say, even that aside, that I would have acted much different. I'm like, maybe I would have, but I don't know. How do you think you would have handled it? If you really liked one guy.
I probably would have been just like that.
I know. I think I would have
like,
too.
Like, I would think, I wonder if I would be thinking strategically and be like, okay, if I...
Because we talked about this when we were watching.
If I make too big of a deal about the one that I really like, then maybe I'm going to push my kid into the arms of the one that I'm not into.
I've raised a young child. Reverse psychology.
I mean, like, my God.
Brandon's okay.
I've done this exact thing with my parents before where, like, my mom, there was this guy that I was starting to date and I thought I liked him. He was fine. But my mom couldn't stand him. And she was going off about all these things.
And then you were obsessed with him.
Obsessed. Thought of him night and day. And then I was like, screw you, mom. And then as soon as I kind of started to date him, I was like, I don't really like you that much. Yeah. But I would have been maybe thinking about that a little more strategically. But to be honest, if I'd be in their shoes, and especially too, like, with what's happened with Michelle in the past, how then she was living with her family when she was sick and going through all of that, I would be very protective, honestly, if I were her parents. And if you met someone like Brandon who was so warm and so kind and so completely in love with your kid, I'd be like,
also,
this is our guy.
Who knows what her ex's personality was like? And I'm sure if there's even one thing that reminds you of them,
I wondered.
With someone new.
I wrote that down. I was like, maybe whether it be looks, voice, facial expressions reminded them of the ex when they saw Nate. Like, maybe there was something just that...
Even maybe the ex wasn't super interested in being close with the family. So then when they see that trait in Brandon where he wants to be close to them, they're like, oh,
yeah,
this
is
the man.
This is what I've been dreaming of. Yeah, I it was quite a night and day difference because these folks were just singing Brandon's praises, and then we shifted into Nate meeting the family.
What is so funny is, like, Michelle didn't actually seem nervous heading into the day with, like, I, as the viewer, was like, oh, I'd be so nervous. She didn't seem that nervous heading into the day with Nate and him meeting her family.
I would have been shaking after the meeting with Brandon.
Right? I know.
I'd be like, how are they going to react when they were ready to propose. We were going to have, like, a three-way proposal with Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Baptize him into the family.
He was ready too.
He was ready. Brandon would have gotten on his knees.
He was about
to
get the family crest tattooed on his arm.
He was ready, right on the back. Written right on his back.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't nervous. She didn't seem nervous. And Nate seemed nervous.
Oh, he definitely seemed nervous. The guy isn't super quick on his feet with words, and he was struggling.
It was interesting to think back to Nate in the first half of the season where Nate was kind of like a leader in the house.
And kind of a smooth talker.
Mm-hmm. With Michelle, with the other guys. Very like in control and a leader. Like big leader energy. And the past two episodes, it's very clear that like that level of vulnerability has put him out of his comfort zone because we're seeing Nate for the first time like not knowing what to say.
That's kind of sweet. It's like as his walls are being broken down, he's becoming more vulnerable and doesn't quite have it all together in the same way, which is, that's cute.
And he shared that later in the episode where he was talking about how scared he is about losing her, and also that being vulnerable and opening up is new to him. And so you could tell, like, again, he was so nervous, and it was like you'd hear him say all these things to Michelle before, but then all of a sudden, now that the pressure's been on the past 2 weeks, it's almost like he's forgotten how to say them. And so when he was sitting with the parents, the first thing he says to them, and I was like, Nate, why are you leading with this? The first thing he says is, he's like, well, I've never really been in love before, and this is like the first time. And I'm like, oh my God.
You know, and he was also saying like non-things, you know, where he was just like, and this time, you know, getting to know her.
Yeah. I just want to be near her, and she's amazing, and this has been an amazing experience. And I was like, what about doing a sonnet like Brandon?
What have you prepared?
What poem have you have you written for us?
What was hard though is that they were already coming into it. Like, I mean, they said right before he showed up, like, it's hard not to compare to Brandon.
Yeah.
And then they iced the shit out of him. His dad was, or her dad was just like, oh gosh.
Well, they right away said Brandon was warmer initially.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they said that, which warm didn't even seem like the right word though. It didn't seem to me like he was being cold.
No, Nate seems like a warm person.
Yeah.
He's very like smiley and friendly, but Brandon is like a warm hug.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think Brandon is, maybe it's the youthfulness too that we like keep talking about, I guess more earlier in the season, but like that youthful energy.
I think Brandon also just has like negative zero social anxiety. Like you saw it on the live TV. He was fine chopping it up with Caitlin. He
could have
taken over the show right then and interviewed Nate and Michelle, you know, like he was ready to go.
He's like, you want to just bring him out?
Yeah. I'll ask the questions here. I mean, like he's just quick. Like he says the right things in the moment.
It's true.
And I think he doesn't get in his head about that kind of thing. So with the parents, he was just, it's natural. You're quipping, making jokes and that right away, you know, you're just like, my son.
Brandon seems like he's met thousands of parents.
Right.
And Nate seems like this is the first parent he's ever meeting.
That's cute. But
you know.
That's cute, but it wasn't coming across as cute to her parents at all.
No.
Her mom. I mean, he was having a Freudian slip or two.
Yeah. That, oh my God, girl.
I definitely don't take love seriously. And she was like, you don't take love seriously?
I was dripping sweat. This whole series, the first half of this episode in general, I was sweating because at first I was sweating because I was like, oh my God, we're in love with Brandon and he's doing so well. But Michelle seems like something's off. And then Nate comes in and he's just not killing it right now. And I'm dripping more sweat. When he had that slip and said, I definitely don't take love seriously. After she says, so you've never been in love before. And he's like, well, I definitely don't take love seriously. And I'm like, oh my God, no.
She laughed in his face at that. Well, and then just after, you know, they're like, he's a really nice guy, I guess, you know. It did bug me that they kept saying, which I told you when you were watching, it did bug me that they kept saying, we want you to like have what we have. I was kind of like, okay, but.
Yeah.
Like you said when we were watching it, they're like, well, you were like, well, I'm not you.
That's my thing is it's like, I mean, love looks so different for so many different people and like relationships that would be better for one person might not be the best for another person.
And just like different relationships are just different. Yeah. Like maybe her mom or dad would have fallen in love with someone else. It would have been a totally different kind of love.
Mm-hmm. We could have had two love stories.
Maybe her mom could have ended up with Brandon and they could have been in a polyamorous relationship. And
honestly, you never know.
He said that he fucking missed them.
He did. And he really hit that fuck hard.
And then just muted out for 0.2 seconds.
And he's like, oh God, so sorry. So sorry.
Shit. So charming.
But yeah, when Michelle's mom was talking to Nate and asking if he's ready.
Ready specifically for an engagement
yes.
and all that.
And he is like, oh, or she said, I don't think that you're ready. Excuse me. So her mom says, I don't think that you're ready. And he's like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden he's backpedaling going like, I really hope that like, that's not what you heard. And I think that's not what I wanted to come across. Yeah. Like, I'm ready to get engaged. I'm ready to propose to Michelle. I heard like a little clip of him. I think it was one of the Bachelor podcasts. And he was like, after the fantasy suite, like that date, he was like, I was ready to get engaged to Michelle. Like I was all in. So he was ready. But then he threw out to her, like, she said, like, is Michelle like the one for you? Da, 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 da. And he's like, I don't know if I want to use those cliches. And I just thought it was interesting. I'm like, it's just to me what I felt like I was watching. Number one, he was nervous. But number two, I appreciated the different types of romance with like Brandon versus Nate. Brandon expressing himself in love poems basically, and Nate loves her, but then he's like, I don't want to necessarily use these cliches. And it's like, maybe his view of love is just more like, I'm in love with her and I want to be with her for the rest of my life, but I'm a child of divorce. So maybe I don't want to say this is the one for me for all eternity. Like, I don't know. It's just the complexities of it. I appreciated those, but I felt like in this moment, then we're taken as you're not ready. Run into the arms of Brandon.
I think if he was just better with words, he could have said something like, you know what, when I hear words like that, I get apprehensive. Like, I come from a broken home. Mm-hmm. It's something that can be really triggering for me. But I'll tell you what, she is the one that I will love for the rest of my life. If she decides that she wants to be with me, she is the one that I will treat like my queen until the day I die. And then her mom would have been like, oh. But, you know, he's not a wordsmith like Brandon and I.
Like myself.
But yeah, I don't know. I think they're cute together. I'm still a curmudgeon. I'm still not totally sold on Nate, but I'll let it be. He's not a bad guy. Everything he's shown is that he's not a bad guy at all. He's a good guy.
I think he's a wonderful guy. It's just
I'm still not fully sold on him for Michelle, but I'll get over it slowly as they prove their love to me over time on Instagram.
And they must prove it.
They must. or I will unfollow and I will DM them, you know, just to let you know I am unfollowing.
I stopped following you because I didn't quite love.
I don't support your relationship.
I wanted it to be Brandon.
Can you imagine? Michelle is just like, you're blocked.
Excuse me?
Good God.
Well, so Nate walked away and it was... This is where my heart hurt for him because he walked away. There wasn't a hug exchange. No. They had like kind of a fist bump and it was kind of awkward. And then he walked away being like, I really liked your family. Like, they were really straight shooters. And Michelle's like, they hated you.
Bro, when she sat down with her mom and just started bawling because her mom was just like, that's going to be a no for me, sweetie.
She's like, I'm worried for you.
I mean, I felt like I knew it was going to be Nate from the beginning of the episode, but that was really the moment when she started tearing up because of her mom not liking Nate. It's like, oh, yikes.
Yeah, when the tears began to flow, it was like, well, the heart's somewhere, and the heart is disappointed that mama's heart is not feeling that exact same way.
Yep.
Well, then Brandon had his one-on-one, and the feeling was there the whole time. Becca, we were looking at each other the whole
pained.
Time. Pained. We knew. We're like, he's gone. He's pained. Gone.
I mean, it was her body language. It was her energy. Mm-hmm. She seemed anxious. She seemed sad. Mm-hmm. She was turning away from him. We were shocked that she said the whole, I love you thing to him.
Yeah.
You thought it seemed forced.
It was not necessarily, like, I don't know if forced would be the word that I'd use. It was just more like, it just felt to me like that moment where you're trying to convince yourself of something.
Yeah, oh yeah.
When you're like, I know, me too. And I'm like, I think that's what I was watching. And I'm like, oh my
so
God.
Painful.
Like, where you know the person in front of you is wonderful and you know, like, it's right. But then there's this other person and you can't stop thinking about them. But then the person in front of you is so wonderful, loves you so much. And then you have like the massive blessing of your family. And so I believe that she was in love with Brandon. But like I said, I think love can have different forms to it. So it's just like...
It seemed obvious to me when they broke up and when they saw each other again that they did love each other.
Yes. There is a deep love there.
Yeah. I don't know, the last couple episodes certainly came across weird though in the parts that we saw on TV, the filmed parts, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, remember after the fantasy suite?
Oh, dude, what we forgot to talk about was that, it was in this evening portion. Never mind. She said that he checked in on her before the rose ceremony, and she was like, no one else did. The rose ceremony prior, when we thought that he was going to go home.
Yes.
And that was really, really interesting to me.
Yes, she said, okay, yes. So she was saying, what is one of your favorite memories?
Mm-hmm.
And his memory included her parents, which made me giggle.
And he said, I really fucking miss them at the end. I'm like, damn, this was real for him.
He really loved
them. This was real for him.
But yeah, then she said that her favorite memory was when he pulled her aside at the last rose ceremony. So my goodness. The theories about maybe it was going to be Joe and Nate were feeling very real when she said that to me. Parasocial, my God.
Oh, my my God. No, that's because we're drinking. We never drink when we podcast, but it's the end of the year. So we're having Captain Morgan and Moss apple juice.
Yes, it's delicious.
Cheers. I just finished mine. I have not drank Captain Morgan until like having the most insane hangover of my life as a freshman in college.
I haven't had rum. I haven't had hard liquor in I don't know how long. So sorry, Broads, if I'm a little off.
No, I keep saying like his parents, her parents, and like just swapping some pronouns
it's
around.
It's the end of the year.
She
okay?
was she was talking to Kristen when she was talking to me. What did you say?
When she was talking to me.
They were talking to us through the screen.
Listen, it was 3 hours. It's late at night and it's the end of the year. And I'm finally feeling better.
We just watched 3 hours of this shit.
Okay, Broads, we have to interrupt ourselves really quickly. Listen, I think I speak for all of us when I say optimization is key when working through your to-do list. If you can order it online or put it onto auto pay or do any kind of automation for anything in life, do it. It just means it's one less thing for you to have to worry about or, you know, one less thing for you to forget about. And that goes for your birth control, too. Start simplifying with the Pill Club.
With the Pill Club, you can get your birth control subscription prescribed by a medical professional and delivered right to your door, and it comes in discreet packaging. The Pill Club carries over 120 brands of FDA-approved birth controls. Most are free with insurance, but otherwise, prices start as low as $7 a month without insurance. That's really, really good. And if you need any advice, their licensed medical team is just a text away ready to help you.
So yeah, you're hearing that right, Broads. Birth control online delivered to you most for free. It literally could not be easier. No more doctor's office visits. No more waiting in line at the pharmacy. The Pill Club is the ideal time-saving solution. What are you waiting for?
And right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/chatty, Pill Club is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org for every Chatty Broads listener who becomes a patient. And your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. It's really, really cool. So go to thepillclub.com/chatty to get your first birth control care package, and you can donate to help more people in need of affordable birth control. Remember, that's thepillclub.com/chatty, and you do have to use the link to make a donation.
Broads, I cannot tell you how many times I've signed up for a free trial because I wanted to try a service or watch a specific movie or get a discount on a product and then forgot to cancel, only to be charged for months afterwards. All because companies are super sneaky, okay? It's time to take back control, cancel those unused or unwanted subscriptions, and get your money back with Truebill.
So Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, you don't want, or that you really just forgot you even signed up for. So here's how corporations always get me. They make it impossible to cancel. It's so freaking annoying. So even if you do set a reminder to cancel before your free trial's up, or like whenever you need to do it, figuring out how to actually cancel can be an impossible task. But with just one simple click, Truebill can cancel all your unwanted subscriptions. It is incredible.
Amazing. And on average, Truebill's 2 million users save up to $720 a year.
That adds up.
That's a lot. It just takes a matter of minutes for Truebill to go through all of your existing subscriptions and start saving you money. When I made an account, I was actually completely shocked just how much money I was spending each month. Subscriptions I didn't even know I had running. It was so frustrating. Thank you, Truebill. After going through each account and figuring out what I actually used and what I could do without, Truebill helped me get out of 3 memberships I completely forgot about.
Wow.
And I saved $25 a month now.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/chatty. So go right now, Truebill.com/chatty. It could save you literally thousands a year. Truebill.com/chatty.
When,
but yeah,
no, when they were having that.
So you do think she was going to send him home?
Part of me thinks so.
But, you know, he said, like, I'm putting it all out there for her. What did he say? Is this like a dream? Something I'm dreaming up? But I remember him saying something like when he explained, like, I'm going to shoot my shot for her because like this is the only chance I get, basically. Yeah.
But that was the moment she was talking about where it was like, and the guys were mad, but he pulled her aside and it's like, hey, listen, I just want to let you know that I am here for you. I support whatever decision you make. Like,
well, and it seemed like he actually though inquired like, how are you doing? Since we saw her tears streaming down her face. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like it was an actual legit check-in. Like, are you okay?
And that's who Brandon is.
We love him.
But that then to her, it meant so much. And so maybe she was going to pick him and Nate, but definitely made me think, oh, that's your mm-hmm. favorite memory. Maybe you were going to go with Joe. And maybe because let's not forget that morning when she woke up with Joe, she seemed very happy. And the wake up with Brandon seemed a little off, but okay once the food fight started. And speaking of the food fight.
Oh, my God.
Sweet Brandon.
God, we were cringing
out.
So hard we when we saw this bag. So we were so scared.
Because it was just like, we love Brandon so much, but like you could just tell that she just, it wasn't there. And so then when he was like lighting the candles and the drinks and being so romantic. And then he pulls out the gift and I'm like, my God, what is he about to present her with? But he gave her his sweatshirt that he was wearing when they woke up. And I thought that was very sweet because Lord knows I love to wear my partner's sweatshirt and sniff it.
Okay, although what was funny is that everyone in the comments was roasting him being like, he always talks like he's a junior higher or high schooler doting over this girl. And then he gave her his sweatshirt. His stupid ass Hanes sweatshirt.
It is very high school, but
I still like
sweet.
It. I love when a guy offers me his jacket or like, you know, wants to let me borrow his flannel.
It's like
happens all the time because I live with him and his closet's right next to mine. But
I'm also like, are we forgetting the moment where Joe and her had like a prom? I mean, like, come on. It's
for
romantic.
Real. Well, for when, yeah, exactly. When they were in their hometown and Joe took her back to his high school.
Yeah.
You guys are really going
to. So Brandon, he's just.
Stop
he's just,
with the Brandon hate now. Please. Tears streaming
enough.
Down my face. Please.
He's hurt enough.
What is that like copy paste thing where it's like a crying vomiting, like pulling out my hair? What is it? Like rolling around the floor, crying, vomiting, crying, puking something. That's me. Please stop with the Brandon can't take it. But that was actually cute.
I thought it was very, very sweet. But she was just, there was anxiety written all over her. And so I adore Brandon, but then I felt anxious for her because I was very like, oh my anxious. God. And then when she said that I'm in love with you, I was like, I believe it, but I also feel like this feels like you're trying to convince yourself yeah. and maybe it's not the type of love that you're looking for, but you do love yeah. him and maybe he's maybe more like a friend love, like a support system love more than a romantic love. Even though, I mean, when they make out, it definitely feels passionate, but I don't know.
Yeah, it did seem passionate, but then at times it seemed like she was pulling back too. I don't know if I was overanalyzing.
She was thinking of Nate.
Well, speaking of Nate.
Speaking of Nate. Oh
my God. Yeah, I have words about this date.
So on the flip side.
This date really pissed me off.
And Becca and I were like, we had a sharp eye on Michelle's facial expressions.
Oh man.
Because of her date with Brandon. We're like, she seems off. She still seems off. Is it Joe? So we're like, okay, if she seems off during Nate's date, then perhaps there's something else. She's tired. Maybe she doesn't know if she wants to get engaged or whatever. But the second
the
she
energy
saw
was
Nate,
high.
She was beaming. Yeah. She was wearing white. Like, it was, she was ready to get married right then and there.
The energy was high. Yes. Then they went to this beachy area where there was a man, shaman.
All I was thinking about was the fact that Thomas was in the audience watching. And remember his reaction?
That was amazing. That made me love Thomas so much.
Yes. When he saw Kenny and Mari with their shaman experience. And he was like, you don't understand how special and beautiful and bonding this is.
They are so lucky.
They are so lucky. And all I was thinking about was Thomas sitting next to Becca and being like, damn it.
He's like, that is so beautiful.
We need to have this experience. Like, we need to go. We need to go back. Like, look at them. Look at this experience that they're having.
Well, so she took it all seriously and said some cute words. And then it was Nate's turn. And the shaman wasn't having it. And neither was Michelle. You could see it on her face.
No, Michelle was not pleased.
And the shaman was like, you know, there seems to be some blockages.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, try clearing it. And then Nate tried. Oh, but it really pissed me off because I have a personal thing with this, my own partner and past partners.
You're like, it's not personal for me.
It's personal. No, him giggling and just being like, oh, I'm clearing out the angry, you know, whatever, the fear, whatever. He's like, is that good enough? And she was just sitting there like.
When he said, is that good enough? I was not
not
happy
impressed
about that. Also, I feel like producers like really screwed him and they gave him coals or incense or whatever that had water on it, because every time the shaman would light it,
yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
It would
there.
Die, and he kept being like, "Oh, sorry, wait, sorry, one second." Man. Every time he was about to say something, and I was like, "Producers are trying to fuck with this man," and then with Michelle, and be like, "Look, symbolically, he's not ready.
The coals of burning love are dying out.
They're dying. Look at them. He can't even keep them lit for 2 seconds. Pay attention." I felt like it was
passion is temporary.
Brandon, is
the
eternal.
Flame of friendship burns forever. But then, okay, after the giggly shit, which I told Jess, I was like, I bet they're going to sit down and have like a conversation. He's going to be vulnerable. And he did. He told her that he was afraid, you know, and it was very real.
Yeah. And I'm glad he did, too, for their sake, because like you said, Michelle was not happy. And I was like, this may turn quickly, because she already has her parents in her ear now being like, Brandon is our forever. And you better choose him. And Nate is not ready. And then they're having this date where they're supposed to be opening up. And Nate is like, his coals can't stay lit. He's asking her if it's good enough. And I'm like, ooh, we're on some rocky ground right now. But he gave her what she needed.
Yeah. It wasn't, she didn't need much. I'll say that.
No, because she's in love with him. And it was, it's like, just let me know, like, give me a sense of semblance with what are you feeling right now? Like, why? And I would be curious too, if I was Michelle, I'd be feeling nervous because at least what we've seen from Nate before, he wasn't this nervous guy. So if I was Michelle, I'd be like, why all of a sudden do you have a shift of energy? Yeah. Because you seem like when you and I are talking and I'm trying to get you to explain how you feel, you're sidestepping that's words totally real. And you're not being very direct with me. And like 2 weeks ago, you were very direct and our communication was good.
Getting cold feet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did still think it was funny though. Cause then later in the night, you know, he was like, I opened up to you today, earlier today in like a way you've never seen before. And I was kind of like,
right. It wasn't that intense.
So this is as deep as you guys have gone. Okay, noted. But I mean, it got intense, especially when, you know, she was like, I love you. And he was like, I love you.
Yes.
They like looked into each other's eyes. It felt intense.
It did. And then he told her that he is absolutely ready to propose.
Yeah.
And get down on a knee. And he gave her that confidence that he was there, because I don't think he had said directly at that point, like, I want to propose to you. At the end of
that's this. What I was asking before that to Jess. I was like, have we heard him confirm that he's down to get engaged? You know, but I mean, he told the truth, obviously. Look
at them
now.
Yes, he did.
But it wasn't the end of the night yet.
No, because right after we hear Michelle say, my heart is telling me that this is my person, in reference to Nate, dun dun dun, there is a letter on the bed.
The voiceover romantic letter of the century. Jess, why don't you take it away, because you had some strong feelings about this letter.
Well, first of all, I did see a meme on Instagram of a guy in a recording booth that said, Brandon recording for this show, the voiceover for the letter. Because I was just picturing Brandon, like, I was really picturing him writing it and like crying over the letter. And then in reality, he's probably just in like a vocal booth, just like, so you want another take of this? Okay, cool. Michelle, my heart is exploding with my love for you.
I actually wondered about that too. And then I was like, oh, they probably
but
had
the
him.
Fact that they used his voice, it didn't get, you saw my, I had goosebumps all over my body.
It was something straight out of a movie.
It was, I told Becca, it was the most beautiful letter I've heard on the show. And if you want to disagree, you can fight me, because that was, there was nothing corny or cheesy about that.
I didn't think so either. I thought it was beautiful.
It was beautiful and it was perfect. It wasn't
what
like
was the
some,
line you liked?
He said, Michelle, follow your heart, because I followed mine and it led me to you.
Oh!
It was so beautiful. And then he also said in it, he did like a triplet, and I don't remember the first line, but he said, I see you, I will always see you. And he said another one right before that. And I mean, he
see your parents, I will always see your parents.
But he listens to her.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the things that she's talked about, like, not feeling seen. And his letter really made sure she knew that he sees her and that he's there for her, regardless of what happens.
Also, one cannot underestimate the power of a man who is putting in so much effort to show you, intentional work, to show you that you are cared for. Gifts, notes, yeah. words, yeah. like, just showing up, you know?
Yeah, listen. I don't know. When you see someone who, without request, is doing that, all I think about is like, yeah, of course, it's not going to be like that forever. But that's also the type of person that will probably continue to do that throughout your life.
He's demonstrating that he's thinking of you. Yes. And not also in, not in love bomby ways where it's like, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to buy you this and I'm going to do this with champagne. No, it's always very like thoughtful and pointed.
He's always there for her and he's letting her know that. And then also when she doesn't choose him, he's okay with that too because it's true love and he wants what's best for her. End scene.
And that is the end of my dissertation. This is now called the Chatty Broads Brandon podcast.
Brandon will be the Chatty Brandon co-host. He doesn't know it yet.
He would be an amazing podcast co-host.
He really would be.
He's got the gift of gab, baby. Mm-hmm.
He was doing that interviewing up there.
Please get him on. If Nick Viall has him on and we don't, I'll sue.
Wait, hold on. I want to check quick to see if he's on Nick's podcast tonight. He has Brandon.
There okay, he well, is. Just confirmed it that he's in the fucking studio right now. I'm suing for emotional damages.
Brandon, why aren't you in between us right now? In betwixt us?
Why aren't your legs intertwined with us on this beautiful blue couch, Brandon?
Anywho.
Anyway, so, yeah.
So,
should we talk about the part where she dashed his heart into the beach rocks?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Well, first of all, we have to acknowledge the fact that Neil Lane is back, baby.
Neil Lane's back.
Neil Lane is back.
And bigger than ever before after consuming some more souls.
Listen, he had his earpiece in, and the moment that Nate walked up to look at those rings, he was like, so question, son, have you ever been in love before?
You ever shot for one of these bad boys? Oh, no. Why? Because you've never loved a woman?
You want to take a look at my diamonds? Have you ever used one of these before? They can be touchy. They can be testy.
Powerful things.
Pick the right one or else. Cack!
Off with your hand. He picked a nice ring. I thought it was.
He really did. And stunning. I think it says a lot about when a man picks nice jewelry. Because your girl has gotten some things that are horrible before. Never from my husband.
Never.
Always, because he knows me. And I think that's important to know.
What about your wedding ring?
That's really the only thing. That was the only thing. But you know why? You know why? Mm. Because he let his dad have too much of a say in it.
See, Michelle made the right choice by not having her dad have too much of a say in that relationship.
That's the thing. His dad went with him to, because his dad had the relationship with the jeweler, and his dad was like, I think you should do this, and da 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 da. And Evan listened. And I love my ring, okay, because it's from Evan, but it wouldn't have been the one I would have chosen. And Evan knew that. But he listened to his father.
Why don't you use the diamonds and get it reset?
I've thought about it. Like,
do it, girl.
I've thought about it. Do it. Spoil yourself.
Go crazy, you know? Okay, anyway, sorry. Yeah, they picked out rings.
And now I will tell you this. Nate was talking more about the ring shape representing their love than he talked about their love in general, which was interesting for me.
Maybe he has a career as a jeweler.
Maybe he does, but he picked out a beautiful pear-shaped diamond, I believe. And then it was Brandon's turn. And Brandon's like, there's not a nervous bone in my body. He had zero nerves. He was like, I'm ready to propose to my wife. I have the ticket. We are going to take a quick little trip. Producers say no. We're going to do it anyways because our love is that strong. And then his heart was absolutely smashed into millions of pieces because after walking down those treacherous stairs. Mm-hmm.
You were really worried for everyone.
I was so concerned about those stairs. They looked like they were going to crumble. They were very steep and there was no railing. Mm-hmm. And I struggle with my depth perception, so I knew it would have been a bad news.
It would have been a lawsuit.
Yeah.
It would have been a lawsuit to ABC.
Yeah. They were really testing that. But first of all, do you think they make the lead stay silent before so that the person, the contestant, can like basically propose?
When you said that, when we were watching, because like obviously I don't think they can make the lead do anything, but it is interesting to note when leads will literally sometimes, I think it was Caitlin, didn't Nick get down on one knee or something before she stopped him?
He was like mid knee.
I won't forget that. But
I'll never forget that.
Devastating for him. But then there are other leads who will break up with the person before even the rose ceremony. So yeah. It's got to be up to their discretion. But or maybe they're just more easily manipulated. Producers are like, let him say his piece. Or maybe some of them want to hear it.
True. They're like halfway in between and they're like, I don't know.
I mean, it seemed like Michelle had a hard time saying goodbye too. And it's sort of like, you know, maybe in her heart of hearts, she's like, I won't know until I see them.
Well,
come down.
I don't know if she heard anything he said because
we sure didn't.
The thunderous waves,
the tsunamis in the background.
I saw Robert Mills post and he's like, sorry, everyone. We turned up the audio as loud as we could. I'm like, maybe a different location.
Who scouted this?
Come on.
They better be out of a job.
Fired. Because it was, we could not, Becca and I had our ears pushed against the television. I was like, I can't hear anything right now.
The only thing I could think is like, maybe the tide was lower in the sea when they were scouting the locations and the sea was much less tumultuous. That was the only thing I could think of because that was, dude. And they didn't put subtitles on the show.
Come on, guys. You gotta know. You gotta know when you're watching it back before you put it out that no one can hear it. No one.
I was literally trying to read their lips.
Yeah, it was really bad. But what I could gather what was happening is he was saying beautiful things to her and then she shuts it down. And he is next level devastated. Like you can
see it all over his face.
His face was like,
He was about to pop a vein trying to hold back tears.
His face literally looked like he was in physical pain. Like his heart was bursting in his chest.
He was trying to stop himself from just tears streaming, like just sobbing.
And as the tears are welling up and he's trying to hold back everything, he tells her that she was worth every second. And
off the cuff, that's what he says.
In the moment of shock, he says later after the final rose that he was like, I was completely shocked. I thought it was going to be me.
But he did
until,
say.
Until, yep, and Becca called it. He's like, she's like, he knows when he was walking up.
Granted, it was all over her fucking face.
But he said, he's like, the second I saw your eyes, I knew that it wasn't it. And yet he said everything he needed to say and wanted to say. And
you know what he said when he got to the top of those treacherous stairs?
You mean after he held her face and told her that like she was always going to mean so much to him and
they told
it's okay.
them, they told each other that they love each other,
that they love each other. And then they had that moment where he was like, I hate goodbyes. And she's like, I do too. And then they separated and he did the look over the shoulder. What did he say? Becca?
We were crying. We were crying.
We were totally crying.
He said, I would go chase after her, but I don't think it was a mistake. I think she followed her heart, and there's nothing you can really do about that. That's all you need to know about this man and his character.
A man respecting boundaries.
And respecting her.
Yes.
Being like, respecting, yeah. Even in the face of devastation and heartbreak.
Utter heartbreak. He was bawling once he got to the top, like sobbing. Like his snot was coming out of his nose, like bawling, crying. And in the midst of all of that, there was no, she made me feel like, or da 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 da. It was
or
just like.
Or even just like, I don't know. I just can't help but think like it was supposed to be me. None of that. Just literally like, I think she followed her heart and that's out of my control. There's not a better response.
Not a better response.
Not a better response.
No.
Also, before I forget, can we talk about real quick how Caitlin violated his privacy by taking a photo of this man, a stalker photo from her hotel room?
Even though I am so glad she did, because then America saw, it was like, look at this who he had no idea that the cameras were on
him. I just see her on her balcony like this, though.
Just like, oh my God. Zooming. Just like, oh my God. That poor guy. Dude, and the sun's setting and he is on a lone log contemplating. And then when she asked him about it and he was like,
perfect answer. Once again, didn't even know this photo was going to be thrown up there.
No idea. Completely thrown off. And then he goes, isn't that just beauty in the struggle? And he's like, I was there and I was hurting. And it was just like, God was like,
look at this beautiful. Look at how
beautiful. Like, you're going to be okay. I'm like, my God. Are you Nicholas Sparks? That's what I felt like. I'm like, this man is a romance novel author. And we just don't know. He has a different pen name. Straight up.
Make him the bachelor now. Make him the bachelor now.
Well, Nate then arrives looking absolutely gorgeous. And he doesn't give Brandon speech. But you know what? He shows Michelle his heart. And they get engaged.
They get engaged.
And they're still together now.
We didn't see any happy couple footage, which I feel like we normally get to see. And I kind of enjoy seeing like little photos and videos. Oh,
I know. I like that.
Seeing them visit each other.
I mean, what they also didn't do, which I feel like they do most of the time, is during After the Final Rose, they kind of do this like bring out the lead and then bring out the second contestant and then are like, are they still together?
Oh my God, wait. We didn't see Joe at all. We didn't see her.
Oh my God, Joe!
We didn't see him because he wasn't at Mentel All or After the Final Rose. So we never saw her
interact
with him.
I feel bad.
I forgot about him.
He didn't have his time. He didn't have his moment.
But also, I wanted to see their interaction because the last we saw of them was post-Fantasy Suites.
Very true.
They must have just not had time in the scheduling, but I wanted to see that.
I completely forgot. Me too. Well, I was just surprised in general that like they brought Brandon out right away and then had Michelle come out. And then they're like, it was very clear when Michelle was talking to Brandon that, yes, indeed, I'm still with Nate. And they didn't leave us questioning. I feel like normally they're like, are they still together? There wasn't. And I feel like I wasn't seeing tons of spoilers or anything either. So it's not like I don't think it was like everyone knew what was going to happen, right?
I don't know.
I'm just surprised. I felt like they always kind of lead up into, are they together? And it was like, obviously they're together. And
I know. There was none of that. They're like, oh, come on right out.
Yeah.
They were so giggly and cute.
The two of them are very, very much in love. And it's very obvious. And they were matching, even though Brandon was also wearing burgundy.
Honestly, his shade matched better than
I know.
Then Nate's did, which just is interesting.
A little bit. But when Nate was describing how Michelle's like a song that you just keep listening to, and she was like, he's even more vulnerable than me. And then we see Michelle's parents are there and they say they love Nate. Brandon, cut to Brandon in the back, devastated that they dare speak of Nate this way when Brandon is still in the building.
Cut to Nate and Michelle's moms, like practically conjoined at the hip at this point.
Oh, they were legit holding hands. They loved each other so much. And Brandon's like, you all move on quite quickly. Last I recall, you last were I was singing called, my praises.
You were hitting me up for golf, Mr. Young.
Last time that
Funny,
I remember,
isn't it?
Mrs. Young, you were FaceTiming me relentlessly, and I recall hearing you all saying you wanted to adopt me. What about now?
Am I still your family? Am I still welcomed in? No? Oh, how the tables turn.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Oh my God. Let's talk about how when he came out, and when he was talking to Michelle, Caitlin had to cut him off.
Oh yeah.
I think they were just running out of time. They had to do the Clayton psychological torture bit, so
and
they had to
be
keep
honest,
things moving.
Brandon was he was on a roll.
Waxing poetic.
He was waxing poetic.
I was
poetic.
Eating it up, obviously.
I was eating up every second. I could listen to that man talk for forever.
I did want to hear. I wish that they're on time constraint, but I wish Caitlin could have been like, and I'm sorry, Brandon, but like we do want to hear from Michelle first before we like move on.
She talked a little bit.
Not much.
But it was just very clear in their conversation that she was like, I am with Nate and I'm in love with Nate and I am happy with the decision that I made.
Yeah. And he wasn't really like pushing that. He was just trying to.
No. Brandon
was
so respectful.
What even was he saying in all of that anyway?
I think he just needed to let it off his chest a little bit. He was just like, hey, yes, it hurt me when this happened, but I also only saw my side of the story. And now that I've seen your guys' story together, I totally understand and I support you. But it did hurt, but I get it. But it did hurt and I understand. But yeah, I was hurting, but I'm so happy for you.
Love you. But yeah, I'm in pain.
He needed to let her know that he was in pain, but that he also supports her and respects her.
And Caitlin was like, thank you, whatever and ever. And he literally goes, okay.
He was pissed.
Like, he forgot she was there. He forgot he was on TV, and he's just like,
yeah, no, he was like, I'm talking to my ex right now. Like, I don't see the cameras. He's like, where are you?
And when they panned out, he was still talking to Michelle. He's like, I'm gonna hold up. I'm gonna finish my thought.
One moment, please. I need to finish what I was saying. I had this planned out. Caitlin's like, dude. I have to cut to commercial break because you've been talking for an hour and a half. Literally. We all love you, but it's a little long.
This is live.
This is live. And I'm trying to do this.
I'm trying to keep my job.
I'm trying to do this by myself right now. Oh my God. Also, cut to Polly. Which, can you? Okay, hold on. Becca, explain to all of us who Polly is.
Okay, Polly's role when I was on the show, granted, he sort of was like a mascot then too.
Uh-huh.
But Polly, what he did when I was on the show is he would tell us where to stand on the risers during the rose ceremonies and would generally direct those types of things. He was sort of like the crew manager where he'd be like, ladies, you all need to walk over here.
Right.
You need to stand here.
Well, tonight, Polly said, bitches, step aside because this is my
There's
moment.
There's no business like show business. He got on his costume. He was in character. He was licking ice cold. This was...
Polly gave us every holiday movie. He served every holiday movie up to us on a silver platter.
And he did it willingly.
Oh, and he loved it. He slurped up that spaghetti with maple syrup like he was Buddy the Elf. He stuck his tongue to that frozen pole. He was an audience member. He was Santa. He held the mistletoe so Joe and Serena could kiss. He did it all. And he brought the gingerbread house with the big check.
Their faces when they like got that, they were just like smiling
that,
like
that. That was killing me when Caitlin was like, we have a gift for, or we have something for you guys. Like, and they weren't like, it wasn't processing that like this was a gift other than the gingerbread house. And like, they were like,
how do we react? This is live TV.
They're like, thank you so much. Yes, we were just talking about Zillowing homes together. And this is a nice gingerbread house. She's like, no, open it. Open
it. It's a check.
It's a check. They're paying you more.
I mean, I couldn't believe it though. They were like, we're getting a home. We're going to get...
I mean,
we got the date.
I was so, so happy for them.
When did her season wrap? Do we know?
Mm.
I mean, I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere.
Yeah, let me see.
Because I'm curious. I'm just like, how long have they been together since the end of the season? That's what I'm really wondering. You know, me investigating whether I think this is real or not. If they've really had time to make these kinds of decisions. Granted, they were just on a show in which they got engaged in 8 weeks. However, I will withhold my skepticism.
Michelle's was filmed in July 2021.
Oh, so it started in July 2021, we think.
Yeah.
Okay, so that probably ended in September. All right, so yeah, okay, that's typical. It's been like 3 months probably.
Yeah. We've had a good amount of time together.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Well, they have their down payment for their first home. And I literally, I'm so happy for them. But all I could think about was like the fact that Tayshia didn't even get an after the final rose.
Unreal. Thank you for reminding me of that because I completely forgot.
And they're like, what's with this check? Like, I didn't even get to have a moment with my fiance on national television where like people could see our love together. And, you know, the Instagram following could boost a little bit. You're giving them a check, too, for a down payment on a house? My Lord.
There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening.
Well, then, after that occurred, we then had the shaming of Clayton, the public mockery of Clayton. Now, Becca, you brought up something that I found to be very true and interesting, was the order in which the After the Final Rose aired, where we had absolutely devastating Brandon moments, right into Michelle and Nate. Not an interview alone with Michelle. Not a Clayton moment in between. Just heartbreak of
that
Brandon.
That was a lot. Directly. We felt like that was aggressive.
It was a little bit of a roller coaster. I felt like we didn't let it settle so that then our love could build
No. Instead, I was like sitting like this.
We just felt kind of bad for Brandon the whole time then. Even though their love is so beautiful. It was just they were the whiplash. It was too much.
A lot.
Yeah. But then I will also say, so we were talking about that as the show was airing.
Yes.
But then after seeing the public mockery of Clayton, I got why they didn't put that in the middle.
No, that would have just been like, I'm ready to, yeah.
I'm yeah, gonna. Yeah. It would have been all over for me. I'm like, I can't finish watching this episode because this is the meanest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well,
we did it.
That's Michelle's season. That's a wrap,
that's
folks.
Michelle. And you know what? It was a very, very good season. Some of the most wonderful men we've seen. I hope that Michelle and Nate are very happy together. He said he's moving to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And I hope that Brandon finds his true love or slides into one of our DMs.
Yeah. I hope he comes on our show.
Yeah, me too.
Probably won't happen, but I would like that.
Yeah, I doubt that that's going to happen. And I also would like to send blessings to Clayton as he experiences what looks to be like quite a wild season and apparently a lot of Twitter backlash. But speaking of Clayton's season, we have been telling you all that we had a very big announcement coming up. And it is time to reveal this announcement.
Our big announcement is we will not be recapping Clayton's season of The Bachelor.
They can barely say it.
Happy holidays!
Merry Christmas! Enjoy that gift.
Happy New Year! But for real, we're going to...
We will not be recapping Clayton's season.
We will be discussing everything, our plans, our feelings, our reasons.
Yeah, we will be telling
all of that
you
in the new year.
We will be telling you why and what will be happening moving forward.
Yeah.
There's some tea to spill. And there's also, I know broads, don't hate us. I know this is right before the holidays and you're like, what the fuck? Thanks for this gift. We have some big surprises in store for you. Yeah. So you're going to have to wait to find out. I know this. What a tease. This is so mean right before the holidays. You're going to have to wait to find out all of the information regarding what we are talking about. And you can find out about it on January 6th.
Next year,
January 6th, Thursday, in 2 weeks, we will be dropping an episode and we will be detailing everything and what is going on. Yeah, I have butterflies. So until January 6th, you can continue to tune in to the episodes we will be dropping. And remember, let us know. Do you want to hear about our past relationships again? Do you want to hear?
Let us know in the comments about if you want to hear about our relationships or the other.
I'm sure all the comments won't be talking about us not recapping Clayton's season.
No, not at all.
But we have explanations.
So you'll hear all about it. You know, you'll hear all about it soon, and happy holidays and happy new year.
I have butterflies.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good, broads. We love you all.
Chat soon.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university, online. That's a degree better. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.